Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight stars as the new villain of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. You also see him next month opposite Michael B. Jordan in Creed 3. Please welcome to The Late Show, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. Happy Mardi Gras.
It's very exciting.
Nice to have you on here.
Pleasure to be here, sir.
I'm a fan. The Harder They Fall, Matt Love,
yes,
fantastic
sir.
Performance. Obviously, I loved you as He Who Remains from Loki. I'm really looking forward to Creed 3 and Quantumania, which I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
But let's get to something really important here. You brought your own mug out. We have this mug for you, and you brought your own. But it's a very interesting mug, I gotta say. I like it.
Thank you.
But I'm not the first person to wonder about this. Here's a little article in GQ magazine. Why is Jonathan Majors always carrying around a little cup? Because you always, that's not just tonight, you always have a little cup with you.
Is it always
the same cup?
There's about four in rotation. Yeah.
Variations on a theme, a little cup.
Variations right there. On the theme. Yeah. Three have handles, one does not.
Interesting.
I've been doing this, I'm 33 years old. I've been doing it since I left my mother's house when I was around 18.
Did she give you a cup?
She didn't give me a cup, but she gave me a word of advice. She said, baby, because she was so terrified of the circus that I've joined.
Showbiz.
And the circus.
Sure.
You haven't heard about this?
Did you join a circus?
Stay tuned. No.
Great.
No, she was very clear. I'm almost a pastor, and she was very clear about safety. You know, she would say, no drinking, no drugs, no sex. Every time I left the house, no drinking, no drugs, no sex. To get on the plane to go to college, I had to say no drinking, no drugs, no sex before I went through security. This has happened my entire life. But the drinking was a thing, and she always said, you know, baby, just make sure, you know, you don't worry about, watch your cup, watch your glass. And I kept that in mind, and, you know, for safety, but also, you know, what that meant, you know, and...
What does that mean?
Now it means, you know...
Mind your cup.
Mind your cup. You're a vessel. Nobody can fill you up. Nobody can pour you out. You do that yourself. And so holding on to this is a reminder that, you know, even in this craziness that's happening, you know, my self-esteem is my self-esteem. You know, nobody can make me, no one can big me up, as it were, or tear me down. And this,
yeah, thank you. Mind your cup.
Yeah,
I like it.
Your cup. Yeah.
Nice mom. Okay, so you become Kang the Conqueror, new supervillain of the MCU right now in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and there's a figurine of you that has been made as Kang. And my understanding is that you have not seen your figurine yet.
No.
Hold on. Okay, so it's behind this card right here. Don't look at the screens, okay? All right? So, ready?
Ready. Wow.
What do you think of yourself?
Well, I used a little wow.
Mm-hmm. Would you have played with you? You know what I mean.
Yeah, I absolutely would get this guy. I definitely would be at Toys R Us and be like, hey, Ma, come on. How many yards do I have to cut, you know, to get this guy? Yeah.
That's a significant moment in American culture.
That's pretty deep, isn't
You're
it?
You're a toy.
I'm a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's cool. His biceps are a little...
little thin. They are. They're a little thin. I gotta say, it doesn't quite. Pardon me. Didn't mean to. Oh, that's a welcome touch. I didn't mean to. Consent is so important.
It's
I'm
all
so
good.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I'm so sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, this is fabulous. Yeah.
What was it like? So is this basically the Kang getup?
That's the guy.
Okay.
That's Mr. Kang.
What was it like the first time you put it on? What does that do for you to see yourself as Kang when you're in the full wardrobe?
It was an event, man. You know, it was very serious business. You know, when I saw it, you know, everyone, I knew what the responsibility, the potential was, at least. And, you know, you do your, your training, you do your costume fittings, all that. But when it's all done and you put it on, there's no stepping back. Once you've done it, you've done it. And you're in it, you know? And I remember putting it on. And I put it on, I'm like, oh, now we're Kangin. This is it. And the freedom with that. Mm-hmm. Everything you do in that costume is Kang, you know? There's a responsibility to that. There's a playfulness to that. Mm-hmm. And it's a moment I'll never forget, you know? Definitely, you know, up there on my journey, yeah.
We have a clip of you as Kang. Do you know what this is? Do you need to set it up in some way? You're talking to Ant-Man and his daughter.
Yep, those are the people in the movie, yep.
So far?
Got it.
I'm two for two.
Of course you
two
are.
Two for two. Yeah. They're like, he's in some sort of chamber here.
Ah, this is the top of the film. This is Kang's entrance. He's, well, you'll see. But he's about to address Scott Lang and Casey Lang. Mm-hmm. And they are in a compromised position. Yeah.
Jim.
I need to get out of here. Because I know how it ends.
How what ends?
All of it. I don't live in a straight line. And with time, it's hard not to skip to the end. So, if you want to stop what's coming, and trust me, you do. I am the only shot you have. So, do we have a deal?
I've heard some critics are saying, that Kang has a Shakespearean quality to him. You studied the Yale School of Drama, right?
I did.
So you had to study the Shakespeare.
I studied the Shakespeare.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite? Do you have a go-to something? A sonnet or a monologue? Something soliloquy that comes to mind? Love most.
This. I love Richard II.
Okay.
As you saw in there, they were kind of imprisoned in that clip there. Richard II has it's a very long speech. Some of it goes. I have been studying how I may compare this prison where I live unto the world. And for because the world is populous and here is no creature but myself, I cannot do it. Yet, I'll hammer it out. My brain, I'll prove the female to my soul, the father. And these two beget a generation of still breathing thoughts, and these same thoughts people this world. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But yeah.
Now this is not the only film that we're excited about. There's Creed 3, and I'll just lay this out here right now. There you are, up against Michael B. Jordan, a former People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah.
Former People's Sexiest Man Alive.
That's
and
right.
I want to point out that in Ant-Man, you're up against another former People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah.
What is it? Now you've measured yourself against both of these sexiest men alive. Do you think you got a shot?
I think what becomes very clear to me is that I am indeed the gateway to becoming the sexiest man alive.
Work with you.
Yeah.
And that's what it
Work
is.
With me, sexiest man alive.
It's a contact sexy.
It's like,
Wait,
sexiest man alive.
Watch
where you point that thing. I'm a married man.
Well done. Yeah.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.